David Olstead's going to join us here momentarily. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm looking forward to listening to Olstead.
We're not having you in the interview because you call him Olstead. So, yeah. But he was a mainstay of the Vancouver Whitecaps in goal, and then his business moved him out of town, and he is now with DC United, and we'll see his former Whitecap teammates this weekend as he welcomes his new teammate, Wayne Rooney, and we welcome David Olstead to the starting lineup. David, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
Are you excited about seeing the uniform that will be in front of you on Saturday and catch up to some old friends and to see the Whitecaps?
Yeah, of course. Always good to see old friends and see that uniform coming into our place.
We'll get into the game and your new teammate in Wayne Rooney. How is life different for you and playing soccer in DC United from Vancouver, where you had a big profile up here and obviously had been comfortable? What's been the biggest change for you in your second MLS team?
It's obviously getting into a new city, getting into a new team, different being on the East Coast compared to the West Coast, and just recognizing that I'm suddenly in a city with, I think there's 8 million people in the vicinity of Washington, and just getting your bearings, getting the family settled and all that, is a challenge. So slowly plugging away at that and enjoying seeing something different, seeing a different part of the MLS.
David, go figure. You spend all these years in Vancouver. The Canucks have no success. You go right to Washington, and you see the Capitals win the Stanley Cup. Did you get caught up in the hype at all with it?
Yeah, I saw it. It was kind of fun to see. And unfortunately, we were away when they won it, and so we didn't really get to see the whole parade and all that. But I was thinking that now I finally left Vancouver, the Canucks might win it. So, but I came here and they won at the Capitals, so it was kind of fun to see.
I know there's a new stadium going up in D.C. There's great support here in Vancouver. What is it like, as you said, 8 million people, lots of things to do. How hard is that team working on the growth of the game and you and other players getting out in the community?
There's a lot. We really want to draw a bigger and bigger crowd. And D.C. is, I think it's a big soccer city, but I think that it has taken the stadium for it to really come out in the community and for people to realize that soccer can be a big thing. Obviously, we're competing with the Capitals. We're competing with the Nationals for some of this. But there's such a big crowd that is potentially getting into the new stadium, that it could be a really fun growth of the game in this area.
Your new teammate will debut in Wayne Rooney. How has he been acclimated to your team and to that? And David, we talk about the growth of the game. How much is that the card that they're playing, that Rooney will bring people in?
Obviously, yeah, he has a huge pull. He's come in really positive and taking the head on, and I think he's going to be really exciting to watch. And obviously, he's got a lot of pull with the European population in D.C. as well, and everybody knowing who Wayne Rooney is. So we're obviously hoping that can bring out an even larger crowd. And even more than that, we hope that he can bring that little bit of spark to the team that can push us on to the next half of the season.
David Olstead with us here on Sportsnet 650. Have you stopped Rooney in training yet? That's what we want to know. Come on. Have you made a save on him?
Of course. He hasn't scored yet, guys. You know
that. That's what we got to hear. The real talk.
Can you tell? I mean, you would know better than anyone else. I look back to when you first started in MLS. Man, there were wonder goals going in on you. You must have thought, wow, this league's really good. But when you see someone like that who is world class, do you see it more so in training, where sometimes you go, man, this guy's money all the time?
Listen, you see a guy like that, and you see he's got that look for the game. He's got to look for wherever his teammates are, and he's got to finish. He's the top scorer, I think, ever for United. He's played multiple games for England, scored a lot of goals. So he's obviously got class, and you see that every day in his touch and his finishes and all that. And it helps you as a teammate as well, because you feel like you need to step up your game even more to help him and to help the guys around you. So I hope it brings a lot of positive for this team.
A lot of people worry, David, that when you bring the stars in, that maybe they're here for a little bit of a retirement run. Wayne's still young. Have you seen that passion for him to go, no, I'm here to work on the game growing, but also work to prove I can play and make us better?
Yeah, he's here to take on a leadership role. He's here to win, and he's shown that from the beginning already. And I think if there's not room in this league for guys like Rooney, for guys like Zlatan, the David Villas and all that, I think something's wrong, because I think they have a lot to offer, and I think they're world-class players. So I think it only helps to work on the game and improve the game in the U.S. here and in Canada.
Speaking of Zlatan, if people didn't see during the World Cup, the highlight, one quick volley, beat you. Expecting that, or do you just go, ah, that's world-class, yeah, he's still pretty good?
Yeah, listen, you try to do whatever it takes to keep it out, but if there is class, and you see it from a guy like him, and then when he beats you on a volley like that, sometimes you just got to tip your hat and then go back and work on it and make sure he doesn't do it again.
Well, in fairness, I mean, he labels himself a god, David, so, I mean, there's no harm in being beaten by a god, right?
Yeah, you can say that, but that's never been my mindset.
Hey, what's this like this week like for you? David, we're talking to David Oestead here on Sportsnet 650. You know, I'm sure this is a game, and it's human nature for every athlete when you're playing your former team. You know, everybody that we ever talked to, it's always, you know, I've had this one circled on the calendar for a while. You know, I think if it was your choice, you probably would still be here, you know, not to go, you've talked about the past and all that, but what's this week like? I mean, do the emotions from the past and the present and all of it all kind of conjure up this week? Like, what's it been like?
No, honestly, listen, as I said, I don't live in the past, and whatever happened in Whitecaps, the only thing I took from that is how happy I was there and the good years and the good friendships I made there. And it's helped me a lot that this week has been more about the new stadium opening. Rooney has come in, because that's important for me. This week, regardless of what have happened, wasn't going to be about me, and wasn't going to be about me facing the Whitecaps. It was going to be about the team getting in and getting 3 points. That's what's important for me. I'm not a big fan of these, he's coming back to see his own team, and this whole hype. This is, for me, about the team getting in and getting 3 points, and I'm a part of that team, and that's been important.
It almost seems like this is like the perfect distraction for you, where you've got the brand new shiny toy and Rooney coming in, like you said, and the new stadium as well, where, you know, your opponent is almost an afterthought. Not that you're overlooking your opponent, but it's almost the perfect distraction for this week with everything else that's going on here.
Yeah, there's a lot of positives going on in this week, and listen, like you said, no one's underestimating the Whitecaps. I'll make sure of that. I know what that team is capable of, and especially when they go on the road as well. So we'll be ready for that. But you're right. There's been a lot of hype around the new stadium, and everybody's really excited for this because it's a really big deal in this city. So that's been great to follow.
You know, the one thing everyone knows, you and Maria have a young family. A lot of traveling, boy, a lot of time on an airplane when you're a member of the Vancouver Whitecaps or any pro sports team here in Vancouver. How has it been, the lack of travel, or so much less for you? Is that much more noticeable now that you're sitting out in the East?
It's been a little bit of a weird half year because we didn't have the stadium to play home games in. So we've been traveling, actually, even more than I've ever had. I think I figured out that in the last 4 months, I've been away for like 40 days or something, just because of all the away trips we had. We had week trips to L.A., stayed around 10 days because we had two games out there. So it's been hard, both on me and on the family, to be away from each other for that long. But luckily, there's a half a year coming now where we've got mostly home games. So I'll see a lot of the family, and they'll see a lot of me.
Hey, Perry, David, just before we wrap things up here, Perry had just remarked off the air that he said you're living next door to President Donald Trump. Is that true in Washington?
Yeah, I got the little White House, not the big one.
What did you do? You get into politics there? You're Danish. You have to be neutral about everything, it seems. You get caught up in all that stuff?
Yeah, very neutral. Yeah, I used to say that I got my opinions, but I'm wise enough to keep them to myself.
It's volatile out there, isn't it?
It's a little bit of a fun situation just to see whatever goes on and all this news. And obviously, it's a big politic town. This and so I follow it a little bit and follow all the kind of craziness.
The only thing you want to shoot is under par. I'm sure that will never change.
Exactly.
Thank you, my friend. Good to catch up to you. Enjoy the family, the new territory, and good luck against some old friends on the weekend.
Thank you very much, guys. Sportsnet 650.